around 1993 December.
Creator, creative master plan of the year of our Lord of Hosts of December
29th, 1993.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Where y'all at?
We're on our way back to the house, sir.
What I was telling y'all last night was you don't have to take the battery. You don't have to take the battery out to charge the battery. You could have set it on the stand and see if the cable's reaching and left it in the van and charged it, but it's still being in there by just hooking the wires to the little ends.
Yes, sir, I understand that. And when the sisters and them had went out there, I was in the house and I was making all these telephone calls. And I was aware of the fact that you had said about getting that heavy duty extension cord. If the cord didn't reach,
yes, ma'am.
They had already did it by the time that I found out that, you know, that they had did that. They had already done it.
Yeah. Well, see, all you got to do is keep the battery charged up. See, it's just that you don't know how to start, that all of you haven't learned how to start that particular kind of a van when Dodge and Plymouth have their own way of acting.
Yes, sir.
And once you ever learn the technique, it's really easy to start them, but they're easy to flood.
Yes, sir, I know.
Once you smell gas, then you have to let them sit for 5 minutes or 10 minutes.
And then you know what, sir? Thank you for something that you just brought to my mind, too. When I went to try that, and it was like it was dead, and it slipped my mind when I got first class while I see my mom is blessed and most honorable life, mom, and just brought it back to me, that you put it in neutral and it'll start, too.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I didn't do that today. Yes, sir.
Oh, you didn't?
No, sir. It just came to me. Just
what you mean after you charged the battery, what did it say when you turned the key?
Well, the first time I turned it, it made a little noise, and then I turned it, and it was like it was the way it do when I have to put it in neutral and start it. But I didn't do that. It slipped my mind.
Yeah, but you have to move the accelerator around. You have to move the stick around anyway.
Yes, sir.
You have to run it through all the gears while you hold your foot on the brake in case it's trying to jump or something.
Yes, sir.
But you're supposed to feel because the linkages are all probably messed up.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
So when they overhaul it, you probably didn't put the linkage in right or as it sit, you know?
Yes, sir.
So you have to feel your way around through it. What did you talk with the attorney today?
Yes, sir.
What was he talking about?
The probation officer is not going to come and see you because she said that everything, you know, that y'all were doing, that they all have going, is fine, and she doesn't even need to have to come and see you and everything. So all that, he's coming to see you tomorrow.
Oh, she said he already said, well, the probation lady already just understand exactly what she wanted to do anyway.
Right, yes, sir.
So what we wanted to do was fine with her.
Right.
What the attorney wanted to do is fine with her, and it's her recommendation to her.
Yes, sir. And then also he said that so-called mom is not talking to his doctors again. So what they're saying is that is he going to be crazy or what or whatever, you know, because let's go ahead and get this on the road.
Hello?
I'm still here. Sorry?
Yes, ma'am. Well, we understood that, you know, because that's the way that he is, you know. It doesn't make no difference because, you know, like I told the attorney that the other brothers was willing to point him out anyway.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. He doesn't stop no show.
That's true, yes, sir.
You know, because I don't know where as much, like I told my attorney, I don't know where he's at and what's what and what's up with that person in the first place.
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, it's all prison due to a lot of God in prison, the master of from I'm the special with message of the most honorable mama. I don't know nothing about whether only allow God to put the master while he's got mama's message. Most of them, mama knows he's crazy or not. That's something you got to be crazy if he don't turn around and jump on that deal that they offer him.
Yes, sir.
Is that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
Or whatever it is, because, you know, just follow along with the punches or whatever it is. I don't know. All busy. All water seeks his own level, so he functions on the same category as our sister and stepmother took all around.
Oh, yes, sir. And then those papers that they had at the Solano thing for me.
Yes, ma'am.
It was some papers saying that they suing me for child support for Calvin and Michelle. But I was telling your attorney about it today, and he told me to send him a copy of it, the paper that I have.
Yes, ma'am.
Before I do anything, and he's going to try to explain it to me and see what it is. He thinks that sounds crazy.
Yeah, well, they got it all scrambled up and everything,
yes,
you know?
Sir.
So I'll pay it due to the locker. They can't sue you for child support because you ain't working.
Yes, sir.
I'll pay you through the line. But what, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But then, too, you know where that's where that other funds laid over in your name for a minute before you moved over, they might have scrambled that for a moment.
Okay, yes,
but that still wouldn't have been to them because you don't have it.
That's right, yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
So I'll pray to do the law God in the prison master by the chief of my mom is present for the message of the most honorable. That's just like I told Brother Anselm and took up any power. I can't give you something that's back into the religious out of my hands, and therefore it is for them to establish their religious body so that they can have the religious cooperation business going.
Yes, sir.
So therefore that was for them to get to establish an office, home, the things that they need for the volunteer people to work at. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, okay, but now, where are you on your way to now?
We're on our way to the house, sir.
Did you get any material?
No, sir. We didn't get that and have a fabric store there, but we wanted to come in for a minute. I guess everybody's kind of tired. We've been out all day, and we were going to go in the house, and maybe we could go to Walmart that's around the corner from the house and see if we could get some fabric. Either we do that tonight or we'll do it early in the morning.
But what happened about the shoes?
We got her the boots.
Yes, ma'am.
While looking around, trying to find her something so that she would have an outfit or something to wear tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
Go to see a parole officer. We didn't find nothing because they didn't have none of the particular styles or whatever that we would wear, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And so anyway, we found these for all the sisters as far as walking around in the house where you would have something that you would be fully covered and everything, and it's presentable, and they're all red. And they're like of a warm nature, so that some that always seem to be kind of cold and want to turn the heat on, running up bills.
Yes.
That'll save that too.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So we got one for all of the sisters. Anyway.
You got one for all the sisters?
Yes, sir. And we got one for Mother Superior too.
Did she say she wanted y'all to come down there and pick her up?
Yes, sir. She wants me to come. She said probably Saturday. She's going to call me Friday and let me know if she wants me to come and get her either Friday or Saturday because she has to work and she's not sure what time she's going to get off.
What's wrong with her transportation?
She doesn't have the car. She turned it in.
Oh, she turned it back in again?
She said that she told me that she was supposed to be getting another one or something on the 3rd.
Oh, on the 3rd? I'll tell you, Judah, I got the president of the Matthew Fly Mummy Center for the Mental University of Underground. I remember she was tying up a lot of money in different states here.
Yes, sir.
You know, but I took 100, and I was just looking, because I was just looking to have the phone said that y'all was out of the reach of the phone, huh?
Yes.
It's kind of weak, huh?
Huh?
The phone sound kind of weak.
Maybe it was because we were in the mall or something before we got back in the car.
Well, how long y'all been out of the mall?
Five, 10 minutes.
Oh, well, that's what was wrong. It was saying that y'all was probably out of the range. I said, you can't be out of the range.
No.
And it can't be no electrical disturbance, not right here.
Yeah.
You know, so because I had the other brother calling. But what I was saying was that fish aquarium place.
Yes, sir.
They had the one with all the fishes and stuff were in it, you know?
Yes, sir.
And they wanted $500 for it, you know?
Yes, sir.
And it was in there. Did you want their phone number? Oh, y'all didn't want that, huh? Okay, I was just saying it had the stands and the live fish and everything in it. I was just wondering, they wanted $500 for it.
Well, I got a number, but at the moment, sir, I don't have. Where's the car? It's dark, and I don't have a
pen. I can't hear you.
I have a pen. I could get it.
Okay, you can get it. Thank you,
ma'am. Okay, it's 944.
Yes, sir.
3954.
That's 916 area code.
It's 944. I guess it is. Probably right here, Sacramento paper.
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay, it's the aquarium. It's about an aquarium. It's on 119. You can get the address from the people if you ever wanted to look at it or something.
Okay, yes, sir.
You know, I think that's the one. What did I say that was? 215 or 115 the gallon tank with the stand and all the fishes and stuff in it. Everything is in it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. But I just didn't. If I seen the mothers, they want the 50 gallon ones, and they wanted $20 out of in readings and stuff.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir. I understand.
I'm not saying you get that. I just put that out there, you know.
Yes, sir.
Just because if you didn't have nothing to do, you just roam around. You'd be amazed at what you could just run up on, you know.
Yes, sir.
But like I say, if you're running into trouble with that car, just put the battery on the charger again, let it sit overnight, dingle with it the next day or something, you know, until you learn the proper way to start it.
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
So I'll pay the how much it costs for the car to be delivered out there?
$60. Is that what you said, also, Pomini?
Yes, ma'am.
$60.
Oh, $60?
Yes, sir.
Will they sit it out in front?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. What are y'all riding in?
The car.
guys in the car?
Yes, sir.
You didn't hear from nobody, or so-called Bernadette or nobody?
No, sir, I haven't. I didn't call today, but she never did call me back or anything last night. And I didn't hear from her.
Oh, you didn't?
The attorney said that what he did was he called, you know, the agent.
Yes, sir.
And he gave him that number. And then he also, today, he gave us a pager number and a something other kind of number that if, you know, in the event that your brother comes around us or anything.
Yes, ma'am.
We can call.
Call to where he's at?
We can call the agent ourselves.
Oh, he gave you that number?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, because, see, another thing that's out there, I think Bernadette is kind of a crook.
Yeah.
She hasn't really, you know, she's always playing right up to the last minute on something.
Yes, sir.
You know, and then when she get her foot into the hot water, then she gets to crying like a little baby.
Yes, sir.
But she be playing bold because she be trying to put ends against the middle and stuff. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, you know, so therefore you don't want to get, she ain't, Bernadette hasn't changed that at all. Yeah, Bernadette is the same old, same old. She'll stick right there. As soon as they kick the door, she gets to crying like a little baby and shaking all over and trembling. And you know what I'm saying? So, but you be playing right up to the last moment for the drugs and stuff or whatever they off into, you know? Have you spoke to your so-called mother lately? Sister, tell me about Donna.
No, sir. No, I haven't. No, sir.
Have you checked into any more of those, clinics or anything?
Okay.
I know it's just the answer, Mama, so-called Cookie sent a letter up here, you know?
Yes, sir.
And it was done by why you give them the explanations of why, of the statements of why it went to the bank and about the battery and this battery still acting up and about towing the car and still and how she was trying to do a good favor for someone who left some keys somewhere or something. And I said, but you can't step outside the boundaries of a law. After you make a convict with a lie, the lie prison, the prison of Master Wallace, the mother, especially the son of the lie, mama has to be Master Day, and you say something to Master Day, and Master Day says, look, if I didn't ask you to quit smoking, then I'm not that hard, the lie won't be that hard on you. But now, if you say that, if you got a good understanding, and you were told, look, don't run off from the area of where you're supposed to be. Don't jump in your car and run this way and that way. And you say, well, yeah, I understand that now. I'll never do that again. I can understand because we don't do stuff like that. And you turn around and you do it again.
Yes, sir.
Then you're on the boundaries, even though it's the will of Allah, God, and the person of the Master, the Mother, the Blessed, the Most Honorable Blind Mother. You don't stand out there and then say, well, I'm out here now. I'm going to do this here, but I'm still going to try to be right with Allah. I'm still going to try to help people this way. That don't mean nothing.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Because you're traveling outside a boundary of a convent that you made with the Master J.
Yes, sir.
So ain't nothing you can do to will and deal with a lot. Look, make it a little easy for me because I'm still trying to do good to the people when you still are outside the boundaries of what you had done said.
Yes, sir.
It goes for nothing.
That's right, yes, sir.
You know, so they say, well, you know, well, Allah God, the President of the Master of Allah, Muhammad got me down here, and it's not the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, where they're the ones that got me here, but you're still outside the boundaries.
Yes, sir.
Of what was originally said.
Yes, sir.
You know? So she said, but I still can't figure out what's wrong with this car and stuff. Well, I know what's wrong with the car. You can't will and deal with Allah God, the President of the Master of Allah, Muhammad, the President of the Master of Allah, Muhammad, because you were taking a key to turn a key into somebody that your sister, so-called sister-in-law, had done picked up somebody's wrong key, and you were just trying to be a good American, as you want to say, or something, but you're still outside the boundary. You don't will and deal with Allah like that.
That's right, yes, sir.
Allah God, the President of the Master of Allah, the Prophet Muhammad, don't accept that, because you're on the way, it still don't mean nothing. You'll blow the roof of your car off and just flip it all over on the side and everything else.
Yes, sir.
And you say, well, why Allah wasn't, why this here happened? Because you're still outside the boundaries of a statement that has been made that you wasn't going to do that you did.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So she said, the car still ain't acting right, so it must be this here, and it must be that. I was just listening to all that, and I said, wow, you know, just that alone is sufficient enough to make me jump out of a car and want to run back and get where I belong. But now, under the restriction, you can't go back and get back where you belong, so you just have to suffer with it.
Yes, sir.